Okay, I want to talk to you about you reconnected with Smitty's people, his family, and I know that was painful for them. Can you tell me a little bit about your search for Smitty's family?
Yeah, and I can't remember. I mean, it's just always on my mind. They needed to know what an incredible Marine he was, and he truly was. He's just truly a hero. And I came to find out that I think they had received his Purple Heart, but didn't even know he had gotten a Bronze Star, and he should have had at least a Silver Star, maybe the Navy Cross for what he did. It was absolutely amazing. So, got in touch with his sister, his younger sister, and she was dynamite. And she ended up leading a whole new development within our platoon and the veterans. The guys, getting the guys together. That's an entirely different story. But absolutely, she and her husband at the time, Fred, opened their home to us and invested a lot of money. She gave up a European vacation to host a reunion for the guys down in down by Galveston area, that area. But she when once we made contact, she wanted to get together, in person. And so I was able to contact my old right guide, who was, the third in command of the platoon. And she had us down there and dedicated a flagpole to Smitty. And that's when we met her mom and her dad and her brothers. And I remember her brother at one point in time, as we got to know each other, he said, I just hated you for bringing it back up. This was 20 years, later. And he said, but later on, he told me it's just been good for the whole family because it affected them all so terribly. You can imagine, losing a son in combat, and it caused a lot of pain in the family. And they had to revisit that pain when, this all came back around. But then once again, I think it was a cathartic experience for them. It helped them through that. And once they found out how deeply we respected and cared about Tommy, I think that helped too. They got a better and clearer picture of exactly who he was. And the fact that there are people walking today with wives and children and grandchildren that may never have survived if it hadn't been for what he did that night,
And have you been in touch with them since that first? Do you have like a relationship with them or?
With the sister, that's been ongoing for a lot of years. And at one time it was very close, where we visited back and forth. We had reunions with the Marines. We even had our own platoon newsletter that she and I worked on. And she kept finding guys. She's very bright, and when she's motivated to do something, she's one of those people, look out, she's going to get it done. It's just an incredible woman. And so those kinds of things in building back the platoon roster and finding guys was that kept us in touch a lot. We are still in touch, but not nearly as much as we used to be, simply because, life takes over and you do other things.
And how did you actually find her? How did you I know you made touch, but how did you go about that process?
I honestly do not remember. I really don't.
It's all right.
But I can remember being strongly motivated to do it because they needed to know about him. And like I say, they didn't even know about his Bronze Star. They didn't know how he died, what he did. The government really, really dropped the ball there. And I also feel like the people, although, when you're in combat like that, you don't have time to take care of all the details. But like I say, he should have had a higher award. Certainly, the family should have been made aware of the award that he did receive.
Do you know what they found out about him through the government?
Not much. Of course, they found out that he was deceased, and I think they knew that he was killed by small arms fire. He was shot through the chest, sucking chest wound. and died on the helicopter on the medevac on the way out. And I don't think, I don't know if they even knew that. I doubt it. Because they didn't even, once again, they didn't even know about his Bronze Star Award.
And I know you visited the Vietnam War Memorial. Did you visit it with his family members? Were they part of that? I can't remember.
I visited it several times. First time for the dedication of the wall, I went out with my cousins. I had, you know, several first cousins, and six of us were in the military. Five of us were in Vietnam. So a couple of us went out for the dedication of the memorial. Later on, all of us went out together. The cousins went out there together. I have taken my family out there. I've taken a couple of grandsons out there. And my four of my granddaughters have visited it. And then at one time, we had a big reunion out there. And I had a couple of dozen of my Marines and another guy that was platoon commander after me. We all met out there and met at the wall and had a reunion. So, I've been out there several times.
And is each time different, or what draws you going back?
Well, there were occasions, we'd be out on the East Coast for vacation, and I having spent a year in Quantico, I used to spend many weekends up in Washington, D.C., and really enjoyed it. I don't enjoy the traffic out there anymore. The Eastern Seaboard is just nuts, as far as I'm concerned, so I don't really go out there anymore. I'm not saying I never will, because it's likely that I will at some time, some point in time, but it's just a place that I like to visit, and there were also different venues going on that I needed to be out there for.
When you got to the wall for the first time, what did you do? Whose name did you look up?
Well, Smitty was the first guy I looked up, but I have five other guys from my platoon that were killed in combat. And then my high school classmate, Jim Michael, he and I were good buddies, and we camped and hunted and fished together, so, of course, I looked up his name. It's one of the first ones.
Anything else you want to share about Smitty's family and getting reconnected with them?
Well, I hope it was good for them. I'm glad that they got some things resolved, at least found out what happened and got to know. I mean, they're wonderful people, and with a lot of heart. And I'm glad that we had that time together, and the fact that Brenda did so much work to pull the platoon back together. And, there are vestiges of that happening today at this gathering we have on Labor Day weekend. A couple of weeks ago, I had some of my Marines back. That would never have happened if it hadn't been for Brenda, for Smitty's sister. She's the one that really got that moving, and that's become talk about the pebble making waves. That's grown even further. There were guys from that unit that I never had, that were before me, that were after me, but they all identify with 2nd Platoon Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, and it's wonderful because it is truly a brotherhood like you see in the movies and all the books. And it's hard to explain. Except that truly, when your lives depend on each other, you take care of each other, and it is truly a brotherhood.
I just thought of something. When you went, was it hard for you? I mean, I know you wanted to tell them, you wanted them to know who Smitty was, but were you worried at all about the pain being open for them? I mean, what went through your mind, as you thought about it?
It was horrifying. I was really concerned. I knew that was possible. I'd seen it over and over. And I certainly didn't want this to hurt them. I wanted to help them, and so it was a very intimidating circumstance. But once again, they were gracious and loving, and it worked out well for all of us. We became close.
Did you remember that first conversation? Was it with Brenda, or do you remember that when you first actually had, you know, versus email or something? Does that come back at all?
No, not really. What comes back is the relationship and the feeling and the love that I have for that family, you know, and the sympathy I have for them. But it's not just sympathy. I mean, they are strong people. You know, Smitty came from good stock. But, you know, I don't remember the first conversation or anything like that, but I know how I feel about those folks.
When you brought your photos, did you have a picture of Smitty that you let us digitize? Do you remember?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have one. Matter of fact, I have a blown up copy out in the shop.
Yeah, okay, but I didn't check before I came up, but we actually digitized that, right? So we have a copy of that.
I would think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
and of the platoon as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Think.
Okay, just wanted to check.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. I think that's it for now.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Well, once again, I'm sorry for the mess, but it happens every year.
No problem.
It does. It's just
I don't mind at all.